Welcome to number 7. Wow, number 7 in our series, Think Like a CEO. And I'm calling this episode the Eat Your Broccoli episode. You know, it's kind of what needs to happen, but oh my God, you probably don't like doing it. And here's the truth. The average human makes 35,000 decisions a day. That's a lot of decisions. So imagine each member of your team making 35,000 decisions a day. And if you have 3 to 10 people on your team, that means 3 to 10 times that number of decisions daily. So the question is, do you really want to leave the running of your business to this somewhat chaotic decision-making? No, I didn't think so. And that's why your business needs systems and processes. That's the broccoli part. And we need systems and processes to make decision-making easier and more consistent, especially if you want to scale your business and for it to be predictably profitable. So let's dive into the scary world of systems, processes, and procedures. Welcome to the Work Less, Profit More Business podcast for business leaders who want to scale and systemize their business and who are sick and tired of being that chief everything officer. Hi, I'm Diana Lidstone, business strategist known for my straight talk, no BS, and simple small business strategies and mindset shifts that bring my clients more joy, profit, and freedom. So if you happen to be a lawyer, financial advisor, real estate investor, accountant, or other business owner who feels trapped in the day-to-day running of your business, then welcome aboard. Okay, my friends, it's broccoli eating time. I don't know about you, but when my kids were growing up, they didn't like to eat their broccoli. Now, we all know broccoli is good for you, right? It's this green vegetable that's got lots of nutritious things in it, but not a lot of people like it. And my kids didn't like it either, until I poured a little bit of melted cheese on it, like Cheese Whiz. Remember those? So let's put a little Cheese Whiz on your broccoli. Let's put a little Cheese Whiz on systems and processes, just to make it a little easier for you. Now, most business owners avoid systems, processes, and procedures for a number of reasons. And I often hear they avoid it because, drumroll, it takes time to create them. But I try to, you know, encourage them to remember that for every minute of planning you invest in, you'll save at least 10 minutes in execution. So what does that mean? 6 minutes of planning could save you an hour. So in case you're new to this podcast or this particular series, I want to make sure that you have listened to the whole series. It starts at episode 108, where I talk about 11 small business pitfalls to avoid if you want to reach seven-figure success. And then we go on to talk about what got you here won't take you there, or what I call the hot chocolate story. In episode 110, we talk about the difference between a chief everything officer and a highly effective CEO. And in part 4, episode 111, it's about growing and running your business effectively. And I talk about 5 key activities for CEOs. And then last week, we talked about how to plan your week like a small business CEO. And then we move on to delegation. So let's start with systems and processes. Let's talk about the difference between them. I'm going to share with you how to map out your systems at a high level and some very essential or crucial questions to ask yourself each and every step of the way. So let's recognize that your business is simply a collection of systems that executes the strategy to bring your vision for your business to a reality. So let's do a little exercise, make this a little interactive. It's like kind of adding the Cheese Whiz. So I recommend that you take a blank piece of paper and draw a line down the center vertically, and then a line across the center horizontally. So now you have 4 quarters on your piece of paper. In the top left-hand corner, put policies. And policies are simply a set of principles adopted by the business. And it clarifies your strategic direction, but they are not specific actions. So they are very general policies, very high level. In the top right-hand corner, write the word systems. Okay. Systems are a collection of processes, people, and technology that work together. Let me repeat that. Systems are a collection of processes, people, and technology that work together. So let's go back to the four quadrants. We've got the top. Let's look at the lower left, and we're going to talk about process. These are very specific steps you create for repeating anything more than once. In the lower right-hand corner, we're going to have procedures, which are established ways of performing certain tasks, including the step-by-step detailed instructions. Whew, there we are. As you can see, each one is slightly different, and each one has a different level of specificity. Oof, I got that word out. So that's the difference between these. And generally, people talk about them all at once, you know, using the same words, but I just wanted to be clear so that as we move forward, you know the difference between them. And then I hear from my clients, yes, but Diana, where do I begin? I don't have time. I get it. So let's answer the first one, where to begin. Would you like to discover the number one problem that's holding your business back? Take my free, that's right, free business freedom calculator. And in 5 minutes, you'll answer 22 questions that'll identify where you fall into one of the four stages of business growth. And then the calculator will lay out specific action steps you need to take to ultimately achieve the freedom you desire. Now, just a hint. In order for this calculator to work really well, you need to be brutally honest when you answer these questions. So, the Business Freedom Calculator, go to dianalidstone.com/quiz. That's dianalidstone.com/quiz. Okay, let's talk about, you know, where to begin. How do we begin to start putting these systems and processes into place? So I want to share with you 5 steps to simplify building out systems. Okay, so again, this is kind of high level, but that's where you start. So the first is to map out pen and paper, or maybe you're going to use a software like Miro or something. Map out your big picture first. And here's what I mean. For most business owners, there's 5 or 6 core entrepreneurial tasks, right? I've talked about these many times. We have admin and operations. Depending where you are in your business, you might group them together or you might separate them out. You might separate out, you know, financial, you might separate out HR. The second, you know, big picture one is like marketing and sales. Depending how complex your business is right now, you might separate out marketing and sales. Then you've got customer fulfillment. That's the actual delivery of your product to your customer. You've got customer service. And then last but not least, personal growth and development. And yes, my friends, that is a system. So map out those. And then we move on to step number 2, which is about capturing the process. And this is where I'm talking about workflow. So a client of mine was so excited last week that she shared how she was using this software called Miro to create workflows inside her business. Now, I must say, it was a beautiful thing. It was color-coded. There were consistent role names or job names. There were, you know, arrows where the roles interacted. And it was really bringing clarity, not only to her, but to her team, where there were gaps and where things needed to be improved. So whatever system you use or software, you know, you could use Loom Video, but whatever you use, make sure it's convenient because you want people to use this over and over again. So like I said, the first is that you're going to map it out. The second is you're going to capture the process. Now, number 3, you know, we're going more specific each time. This is where we're going to document. And this can take a lot of forms. It might be that you're going to document using a standard template, for instance. Maybe it's a table that outlines the purpose, the process, the person responsible. And this is really where the devil is in the details. And I'd strongly recommend, and I think this is where a lot of, you know, processes go wrong, that they don't include expected outcomes or results. So it's kind of like, you know, if you asked your executive assistant to take care of your emails, your inbox, okay, what does that mean? Well, if you were very specific and said, you know, I want to keep my inbox down to zero. We know that's like not going to happen. But anyway, whatever the result is that you want, you have to specify it. And to specify it, you probably need to quantify it. That's right. Unless you can get like images or, you know, snapshots. And this is the thing. There should be no doubt in someone's mind the outcome or result that must happen. Because they need to know that they're doing a good job. How do they know that they're doing a good job? They have met that specific criteria. Okay, step number four is testing. Testing, 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 testing to see if your processes actually work well. And, you know, as I was doing some research on this, one of the big hints that I learned was it's really great if you can have someone other than the creator of the document to test it, right? Because they're looking at it with fresh eyes. Because you want to ensure the quality of the standards. You want to take it to a point where it is not person dependent, right? That anybody with the right attributes, education, whatever, could pick up this process and could do it to the same level of quality that you expect. Now, how many of you, you know, have had, if you have a team, you know, and somebody on the team leaves and you go, oh, now I have to retrain someone else. That retraining costs you time, money, and energy. But when you have these processes and documentations in place, it is going to simplify it so much more. And the other thing to look at is, I don't know how many of you have ever read the book, The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. The E-Myth is really called the entrepreneurial myth. And really what he's doing is pointing out that we need to look at our businesses like a franchise. That's right. You know, McDonald's, doesn't matter what country you go to, what part of a country you go to, they produce the hamburger exactly the same way every single time. Well, that's what we're trying to achieve for your business. Why? So you can stop spending time retraining people to do exactly what you want. And so you can get more freedom. So testing was step number four. And then step number five is simply, once you've tested it, you kind of got to improve it, optimize it, make sure that there's no ambiguity and make sure that you're using the KISS principle to keep it simple. And, you know, these five steps are really just a whole process. You know, creating systems and processes in your business isn't a one time thing. It has to be ongoing. It has to be ongoing. Okay. So does that make your broccoli a little easier to swallow, right? Looking at your systems and your business shouldn't be something complicated. And I also want to mention, you know, this isn't meant to be a full course on creating your systems or SOPs. It's really just the basics to get you started. Now, at the beginning of this episode, I talked about five questions to ask yourself every time through every step you go through. And so here are the five questions. You'll have heard them before, but it's important to write them down and really follow through. The five questions are what, why, when, who, and how. Let me go back. Okay, what? Every step of the way, you want to know what are the steps, what are the software, what happens, what are the end results? The what. Number two, second question is why? Why are we doing this? Why did we do it in the past? What is the purpose of it? Why are we doing it for the future? Number three, when? When do each of these things happen? In what order do they happen? What is the right time for them to happen? When? Number four is about who. Who is attached to each step? It's not the person's name. It is the role, the function, because names are not really important at this stage. And the last question is how. How do we get things done? So as you're going through and creating these, keep these five questions in mind. What, why, when, who, and how. So I thought I would share with you an example of a very simple system that we have for myself, my VA, and my production team around my podcast episode, right? So it all starts with a theme. monthly themes, or like this, it's a series theme that is planned out months in advance. It's my responsibility. And what do I use? I use a calendar. It's 12 months at a glance. That's the tool that I use. So every month has a theme. The second step is I research that theme. You know, what am I going to specifically talk about in each episode? It's my responsibility. What do I use? I might use Google. I might go back to some of the notes that I've curated over the years. I might think about client stories, what my clients are using. So I research it. The third is I create a topic. That's me. And the fourth is I open a template. It's a Word doc template that I use for each episode. So it's got my intro, it's got my show notes, and I just plug in what I'm going to talk about. If I have a guest speaker, that is really up to me to invite that person. And that person must be related, obviously, to the themes. Step six is I write the content. Step seven is I go back and I synthesize this into some show notes. Step eight is I record the podcast just like this on Zoom. And then this is where the rest of the team gets brought in. I upload the recording into Dropbox. I do it into Dropbox 10 days in advance of when it goes live. So, you know, I have to be held accountable. There's 10 days in advance of when it goes live because that's what the production team needs. Step number 10 is editing by the production team. Then they upload the edited version to my podcast host, which happens to be Buzzsprout. Probably about the same time, my VA creates the graphic for each show. The graphic and the edited version are put into Dropbox. My VA loads the podcast episode up to my website. Since I've created the show notes, then my VA takes that and uploads those, creates the any downloads that I might have. So as you know, in this series, there's been a couple of downloads for you. And then step number 13 is the production team actually creates the audiogram. Step number 14, the episode goes live. Now it doesn't finish there. Then Diana writes a blog post, which her VA creates the post. The VA posts to LinkedIn, she posts to my website, and she posts to social media. I also create a second email. I do that. My VA schedules it and sends it out. And then last but not least, I check the listening stats weekly to see how the podcast has been doing. That allows me to understand, you know, if there's certain types of episodes that are, you know, people seem to like better than others, how far have they listened into the episode, all different kinds of things. So there we are, a podcast episode. It's a system that I wrote out, 17 steps, right? So if someone, for instance, was going to take over doing my podcast episodes, boom, there it is, right? Good. All right. So broccoli eaters, I'd love to hear about your system, right? How much in your business have you actually documented? Or do you need to start out right at the beginning in step number one and map it out? That's okay. Wherever you are in the process, it's important to recognize that we all start at zero. We all start right at the beginning and then move forward. So next week is our last episode in this series, Think Like a CEO. And in this last episode, I'm going to share with you what I call the $1 million equation. That's right, three essential elements to scale your business to $1 million. Thanks so much for listening to the Work Less, Profit More Business Podcast, where weekly you'll get business strategies to help you build your well-oiled business machine. And until next week, remember, you can do this. Bye for now.